다 가리인 거다. 야, 다 자세 시월이 까와 두마라 뽕 제바이 두왕 남지 있더니 펜버스이 송하나 신친이다. 까와 오야 다 뒤숨지 성전 탐제기다 배 오야 까와 두마라 아니 배 랍공 제바스리 배 뒤숨지 성 마음바는 성 제바 되바다 제바 주바다 다다 성 제신바 대비 성전 남지다 오다 나도 시사 마시나 삼로 땅땅땅 투삼 시시시 다 심젤라 팸비 심 약쇼데 오다 심젤라 팸비 심스나 민도 다 강다냐 라시엔 니가 팸비 심 약쇼데 가르 간저지래도 삼로 공바 시시시 까와 투마 라공 제바이 스티안 탱마직 멤버 니마직 삼로 땅마 마인바 로직 다와직 마인바 까와 방법에 오다 가와 투마라 아니 배 삼로 땅땅 디야 상제 찌기 삼로 땅도 많이 봐 뒤숨지 상제 탐제기 아니 배 투섬 셰셰셰 셰네 타라 아니 배 다 셈기 남네 약쇼데 다 다베 셴제비 창주기 셈시에데 디니 다베 약쇼로데 배 펜바 셈젤라 타 찌기도 타 찌기도 펜바 바식 셈데 오다 디지버레서 어딘데 숨바나 인자 숨바나 신천이 자세 시월했다 아니 다 가림고 다 다베 셴집이 창주기 셈 딜레 사기다 셈 상워직다 상보지다 메바 메바 인자 셴라 펜비 셈 시에다 디 딜레 사가지 메바 인자 티니 오다 아 상제기 미유데 상제 두비에게 미유데 만주 상제 토바쇼 토바쇼 상제지 토충나 삼베 미 삼로 여바이나 대바 여바이나 디기 미유데 카레스나 셴 펜바 펜드 펜베 펜바 두비에게 치드로 오 디데 인자다 셴 펜바 두비 치드 디니 심지 깨기 유나 디니 창주기 심라 사가지 메바 인자니 셴덴도다 조비 창주 토바 디비 심 아니 딘디지 아, 깨비 꺼내더니, 오다, 간대지, 자와 깨비 자와 간대지 이나요? 아니, 딘대지 깨비 꺼내. 아니, 두바 이나? 아니, 랍채와다, 뉴바채와다, 똑채와다, 오, 딘대기 개봐요. 아니, 기론 딘대지 쪼그슈스냐.
So here, as the Master Shantideva has said, reflecting for multiple eons, the Buddhas have not seen any mind greater than this. So here, this is talking about the attitude of bodhicitta, the mind of awakening, of wishing to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. And so those Buddhas of the three times, those who have already become enlightened, those who are striving to attain that state of Buddhahood, those who are in the process of doing that, who are becoming Buddhas now, having thought again and again about this, about what is the kind of highest altruistic attitude, the best sort of mind that we could give rise to, not only for ourselves, but really for the benefit of others, this kind of highest altruistic attitude, they have seen that there is nothing above this attitude of bodhicitta. So it's not like they just thought about this for a day or a month or a week or something like that, but rather having reflected over eons, thinking about it again and again. And it's not just one Buddha who decided this, but rather all Buddhas, all of those who have become enlightened in the past, all of those who are becoming enlightened and will become enlightened, they have seen that this kind of attitude of bodhicitta, of cherishing others above ourselves, that level of altruism in bodhicitta is the highest, most beneficial kind of attitude that we could give rise to. So here, it's like if we reflect, if we think about it, there's no other better kind of attitude that we could generate, a higher kind of purpose that we could have. So this attitude of bodhicitta, it has as its like objective, really working for the benefit of others. We are striving to be able to attain that state of Buddhahood because of the recognition that it is the most beneficial to other sentient beings. There's nothing sort of higher than that. And so if we have this kind of wish, we wish to be able to benefit others in the most vast kind of way, then this is the best sort of attitude. There's no better kind of thought that we could have, higher sort of attitude that we could generate than this. And so any kind of positive action, any sort of virtue that we undertake, if we have this kind of intention, this desire of bodhicitta, then that action becomes very powerful, very effective. That virtue becomes very great due to the power of that attitude. So here we should set such a motivation as much as we are able to for listening to the teachings, recognizing the great value of such an attitude of bodhicitta, of cherishing others above oneself.
Seba, what did he? The kinds of Chanjusama do see Chilola draw in Are, Nandu Deva in Are, Nedan Dram, but a Tugudua, Manzola, Nimachik in Nawaya, Nedan Dram, but a Tugudua, Samsamni, Yakpoto, in the Samsamni, Tukjakama, Chempoto, in the Samsamni, all that Chematuvi, Benanzoki, Loyule, Debbie, Chematu, did that happen at Tusamara, Samsamki. Oh, tindeki kawa chaka vichapa mangpo yoro, manzola yoro, chanju simba lata pe, tila ya mangwa yoro, jase chichapa cha, oh, tindela loba lati ni, zundri chakpo, zundri shuk topchenpo, ningji shukchenpo, chanju shenbengi samlo shukchenpo, oh, ta dunba shukchenpo, oh, tindeki mena, jase chichapa tizola, lak mutuba yinzang tini, chapa chindula laba la, tindeki, ta changgegi yoro, tizo, chapa chaka wa tizola loba la, Chakavi Jebatula Tapshi Kanjas Tengo Yem Tsamsam, Penangandola Kangasio, Tati Tati Chetan Mashiva, Tati Kanjas Sego in Assembly, Tapshi Mashivi Kamla, and a mission Bajila Kajatika Droguiora, me Shengenjila, O Dinashi, Jasaji Jeba Lobby Kablata, Chakavi Jebatu Tayo Dini, Tap Misheba Indi, Nini. Dindeki chidu ta tangna nyen gogu yora tapte mi tangma o dinde inza tini manzo ta tangna siyede yung chungbare dinde si nyen gogu yore siya.
So just having generated that kind of altruistic attitude of bodhicitta, that itself is not sufficient. But having generated such an attitude, one needs to engage in the kind of various practices, various activities of a bodhisattva, as we call them, someone who is striving for that state of Buddhahood. In order to be able to attain that, you need more than just a thought. You need to engage in these various activities. And while there are countless activities that bodhisattvas engage in, it is really, they can be subsumed into the practice of the six perfections. So as we see in like the Lamrim Chenmo or the great stages of the path, after having given rise to an attitude of bodhicitta, it then gives instructions about how to train in the six perfections, generosity and so forth. And so in order to be able to engage in these kinds of deeds of bodhisattvas, the practices or activities, one needs to have a great strength of compassion, a really strong kind of perseverance, diligence, diligence in striving for those things. A great kind of altruism is necessary in order to undertake these very difficult different practices in order to become a Buddha. So again, in order, if we are striving to be of the highest help to other sentient beings through attaining the state of Buddhahood, we need to develop, engage in the various practices that will lead us to that. And so when we see, like, when we go out in the world, we encounter many different circumstances. There are many different ways that people are living. Some are poor, some are rich, some have different hardships and difficulties in their lives. And so when we engage in the various kind of altruistic practices or those practices based upon this altruistic attitude, we are going to encounter many different kinds of circumstances. We are at this point where it's some things may seem too difficult for us to do, but we should act according to our capacity and understand the kinds of activities that we need to engage in order to progress and develop. Again, bodhisattvas or those striving for Buddhahood, I mean, let alone Buddhas themselves, must have an extremely strong strength of compassion, strength of perseverance, a strong striving, wanting to attain that thing, a really strong kind of an altruism. And when they encounter various difficulties, they know the methods in order to be able to be of benefit, to practice in whatever circumstances they encounter. And so too, when we go out into the world, we are going to meet with various different circumstances, encounter various difficulties, and we might not know what we are going to do. Like, for example, when there's some sort of worldly problem and we need advice, we seek out someone who is able to tell us or give us advice about what we should do. And so too, when it comes to having generated this really strong attitude of bodhicitta, if we have the desire to engage in the various practices, we need instructions about how it is that we go about that. So here in the text, we have arrived at this section dealing with instructions, how it is that we go about practicing those activities of bodhisattvas.
Oh yeah, dukes chenita, jase ki cheba chakka wata, ani shindu gyache wata, chakka wata, sabata, o tindi indi zamba, tini tamna lama tenpa, laptubye yo mare sore, dime ma tamna jimu, Matemba ina, tindu ki cheba sabata, tachewata, chaka vi cheba tindu mangpo tu yondi zamba tini, chanju sembala ningdo mebatam, tsendri shuk chenpo mebatam, ningdo tindu mebatam, ani ningje chenpo shuk chenpo mebatam, dumba shuk chenpo meba ina, ani chisho chiyegi, ani nyenga suora ta o duksi, o tata me semda cheba inde ta tinde sem kene ta cheba tinde chaka wa tinde la ta nela tusa mare sambi o tinde yongi yore pe na nilayimba netam drama ta thugire cham cham pe rangla pe na jimbatang wikabla re tsutimsung wikabla re pe tsutimsung wikabla ya pe ta ken drama ta teni cham cham pe ta titam di ne karsore ta Yokta Sivan Mindu, that Nedam Dinjigi Nala, that pen, not Sutim Sun Kaposho, Chasare, Samsung Gikabla, or Dini, Sutim Le Tanga Dindeta, Jimbatan Gikabla, that Dindita, that Nedam to Samare, Samyata, or Dindegi, that Kantar Jan, Dinamango Yora, Pena Seva Daujina, Namji Seva Gongi Yore, Nedam Sam Samla. Rang Hajang Gitsu, me, Tik Dujata, Nebata, Neba Chebata, Rang Zam Dumas, Shem Mambo, Simjem, Mambo like Nejava Kamla, Ta Jasaki Jebara, Lapko, Dizamba, Tapshi, Mambo Tugir, O Dusceni, Tini Kareyaka, Tata Chandrisamba, Tap, Ben Rangla, Shenjitsu, Ben Neba Chapo Shuk Chambota, Dilatan Nipa, Ben Nebi Land, Majana, Dixamare, Samsung Gitigatsuki, Neba. Ne tsap chimbo jebi kabla tini soba gom kale kakbo shio yorwa tedi kala ta tari ta nga ma ne pa pa ne le majik kame yin samsam cheba yina ani sebi nyam lende yong maro o dindegi kangtab jang chakawa pena uma juba nangla lije tersin taki dunga ji shenda nyamli nyawa laso wa dunga rarik tonne kasa dunga rarik tonne teche di Teja Chaji knew to Zenji Zong, Sia Soda in the Yorta. 리제 때신 닭이 동아지 리 류래 샤니 리제 가서 류래 샤니 리제 레이를 또 상례래네 제바 주장데 세바 제바 찰라 상바 제스 민너바 자오지기 랑기 리베 뚝니 둠부 둠부 뚝당데 앞에 뚝자 띠제 띠제 뎁질라 마두아 제 아 둠부 충중 충중 상례래 시지 상만아 다 가람 레트 레트 뚝니 배 칼리 칼리 듀르보 띠데스 뚝니 뚝부 당기 당기라 뚝니 제바 이나야 딘데 창주 선바데 딘데기 서바 네바 칭겐데라 서바 라파도야 닌제다 서바 제기 오 디지 깜라 타페 스비 냠네 차가 위제바 오 딘데 깜라 닌독다 딘이 전주이다 닌제다 오 딘데 슈크첨보 메바이나 딘이 갸세기 제바 오 타다키 말딘 딘데 챵 맞저다오이나 딘데 사르네 뚜비야 파사 미지기 추신나 람사 콘트로스니 파 랜오야기 차시 치기로 어디 땅 만조야 띵낭시다 작가와 띵들라 람사달로 투에 요 말데 만조야 아니 가제 투톱기 아니 띵낭신기다 셈께네다 띵낭신길라 라비엘라 장교기 요레스야
So here in again the having given rise to this attitude of bodhicitta someone who has that is a bodhisattva and bodhisattvas engage in very difficult kinds of practices very profound and very extensive and very vast and so it's something that we can't understand or know without receiving proper instructions we also need to generate a kind of mental fortitude a mental strength to be able to pursue such incredibly difficult and vast and profound kinds of practices So here, but if we don't know the kinds of things that we need to do, there's no way that we can engage in them. So here, we have to recognize that having given rise to that attitude, like we generate a thought of bodhicitta, but then that's just a wish. If we just remain there and don't engage in the trainings, we can't achieve our goal. But we might have the thought when we see the various types of trainings that we need to engage in, like, oh, this is too difficult. There's no way that I could do this. Like, for example, there again, we meet with different kinds of circumstances. Maybe we are trying to be generous, but there is some sort of obstacle to that. And we're like, no, I can't be generous here. Or we're in a circumstance where we think like, well, I try to keep ethical conduct, but here there's just no way that I can keep these ethics, and we want to give that up. And so we might be trying to, like, say, practice patience, but then something occurs that we find is like, oh, there's no way I can be patient in this situation. Like, we think that maybe someone is doing us great harm, and there's this sense of like, well, I can't just sit here and take this. I need to retaliate, or they are hurting others. There's no way that I can practice patience, and so forth. And so here we encounter various kinds of difficult circumstances where we are challenged to be able to hold these sorts of practices. And looking at the kind of instructions that are given, as well as the examples of bodhisattvas of the past, we need to have a kind of fortitude, a mental strength, in order to try to pursue this. And so, as is described in the Entry to the Middle Way by Chandrakirti, he describes the various kinds of practices that bodhisattvas engage in, their level of perseverance, of joyous effort, or, for example, like patience. There's a verse that describes how a bodhisattva, even if their body is being sort of cut into small pieces, like one little bit at a time, it's kind of like in a measurement at a time, they don't give rise to anger, but instead give rise to a special kind of patience. They're able to see that person who is harming them with great compassion, and let alone, like, they're not going to retaliate. They're actually, their patience grows stronger and stronger. So when it comes to us, like, let alone someone cutting our body into pieces, like, when someone hits us, we immediately have the desire to respond to that, to retaliate in some way. And so here, we should recognize that we can't do all of these things immediately, but they're kind of like a guidepost. This is what we are striving for. The kinds of examples that bodhisattvas give us in terms of their own conduct is what we are trying to eventually develop. And although we can't do all of these things immediately, we need to begin by training in them such that we eventually develop that strength of practice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Da chanju simba la tinte yue na jen be chakawi, hindu chakawi jeba da te yong di, dini da tapshi zago ra, chakawo ye di, 빼나 세바 신도 공거디 담마 세바 공기 매라는 디기요 말어 다 탑시지 짜고로 탑시지 짜디 담바디니 탑시데 찬주 선바 다 탑라 케바 차야 돼 다 상쟁기 찬주 지단 찬주 선바 탑라 케바 레데 탑 탑시 초와라 케바 레데 내당 강아 자차 보다 강아다 오다 둥아다 셰 Shende dubi kabla, shende dubi kabla inare, nyamle chebi ran, nyamle chebi kabla inare, kantata, pe chena matik, macheba matik yengi, kale kapoji yora, natu taje chie, oh, di chena yan tiki mindu, ta di machena yan tiki mindu, ta di kare chigo yana samne, tini tap, di tapse tsaburwa, jidan chaju simba tabla keba rete inayan, Tanduyang pe gyasaygi jyoba segedi pe shindu ting sabata toba kawa indi ani tabla mongba dinde yogurwa o dizo sewe chedu tanga nye sigur ta nga zoyang dinangshin namsha jinduyang dini ta pena lega di chena ni digi mindu ma chena ni de pena dinde namji yoyangi tanda laba nangshin mi jigi tsu nye shio jay pe kati ina pe rangla nye jagi ina o tata ni Ta kola ni len malo nani digi mindu lo nani digba resha. Malo nani digi mindu sambi ta nyamlen dindri chakabi kabla ta tapshe tenye de, tapshe caya de, tabla keba chiye de, kaya chambore, tapshe tengo rwa. Tabla keba ye na, ani kora nga tapshe tenye ta kare yaga to tapshe de. O dindri ki kanga nyamlen ki kanga tebi kabla, o duksi yongya la ta tapshe caga gyore. Rangi caga matu ba ye na, ani sanjengi sungla ta gyore.
When we encounter various kinds of difficult circumstances, we need to find methods to be able to practice the kind of things that we hold important. So bodhisattvas are especially skilled in means. When they meet with difficult circumstances, when there's kind of like intense suffering or it is a really intense, difficult kind of situation, they know how best to approach that. And so we need as well, when we encounter those kinds of difficult situations and circumstances, to be able to find the proper method to be able to deal with that. We need to be able to come to some sort of certainty. I should do this in this situation. This is the proper way to respond or to act. But for the most part, we are kind of ignorant about the methods that we should employ. We are deluded, or we don't understand how it is that we should respond in a given situation. Like if we have, in our everyday life, if there's someone who is repeatedly harming us, causing us trouble, we might get to the point where it's like, well, do I retaliate? Do I respond? How do I best deal with this circumstance? And for a bodhisattva, their methods are going to be informed completely by their altruism, by holding the good of others as most important. And so we need as well to find a method when we encounter difficult circumstances and need to know how to practice. We need to seek out a method. Now, we don't necessarily know these all on our own, and so we should look to the teachings of the Buddha. Now, we aren't able to actually encounter the Buddha, but we have those kinds of texts of what he has taught, and there we can seek out instructions. Listening to these instructions gives us various methods to be able to then deal with those kinds of difficult circumstances, know how to practice on those occasions. And so we have the opportunity to, through reading and studying the teachings of the Buddha, come to understand then what are the best methods to employ.
Oh yeah, duk sen ta nga tu duk sen, ta tirin kap su pa pa ta sem jen e tam nga diyang ani pya thangpo ani tenpa nyi ki ko la shen pa che, tenne tenpa nyi ne tenpa shi tun ta de shen pa che, tenpa shi ngi yakpo jik shen ne tenne kyab su mung siye de ngo che pa che, kyab su dron de kyab su mung siye de ngo che pa che, ta kyab su dron ne tenne 갑수 좋아체 다 제발 라비 갑수 랑직비 아니 랑직비 좋트비에 요 말에 짭짭 로코알 타르와다 상제세데 현직라 짭 맞죠와 좋트비에 매바 인장 짭죠 대단냠도 아니 람라라 어 다 람라라 바 태양 아니 다 Rangla nyuba yoba sego yora, duba nyamlen chedi, rangla nyuba yoba sego yora. Nyuba yoba soya la, kati yina ya pe, takpa tunda, nenga tukze changma la pe, tunda ji tukze changma la, shen la kecha chigo chumna, diya jasimbo roa, roa, kati yina lega ji kwa cheba che, yoze changma la mi la kecha chigo dena, ani, ke, Kecha chigo chungna, ane di jasimbo tuze koranta tangi maare, mii te trisaya ragi marwa. O dinde inza, ha digi tapshe ching, dinde chazang tuze takpa chingmogo, ane duba shenji chingla mi jokwe. Shenla kati ina, shenla tenggege ina, shenji chingla jokpa rwa, doba, shenji chingla doba. Ta duba shenji chingla mi doba la, Tapi cikar ayo resne. Jidang bete dah dua senji tinggal mitu bah mara sanjian dah tu cangju sumpah sian lah tegu rete. Ina yang kalau kangzam cik dua senji sian lah mitu bah ke tapi cikar ayo resne. Tini jeng lah siye ku yende de toba ina. Tering mandu kapsu bah tering ki jaja jeng lah siye ki yende de toba ina. Kalau kangzam cik rangi tapi cik tu kiris. Oh tini dah dua senji tinggal mitu bah jeng lah tomba siye dere. Tering tini masih res ya.
So here we are on this section of the instructions, and we have gone through now the first instruction being practice, but really this is referring to an understanding of the two truths, conventional and ultimate truth. And then based upon that, we come to an understanding of the four noble truths, which is next in the set of instructions. And then understanding the four noble truths, those pathways of causality, we then have a kind of a sense of confidence in the three jewels, a reason for placing our trust in those three jewels. And so here, when it comes to proceeding along this path, we can't proceed alone. Like, we need to rely upon or be able to place our trust in a kind of trustworthy object. But it's also not the case that we can just always rely or depend upon others. Rather, we need to gain the abilities for ourselves. We need to kind of train and develop our own mind such that when we encounter difficult circumstances, we might not be able to go ask someone else what we should do, let alone like finding someone to ask whether or not they would even know what we need. This is something where we need to strive to develop a kind of understanding within ourselves. And of course, although we are going to rely upon others until we are Buddhas, we rely upon those great beings like Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and so forth as guides and those to show us the way. But it's not as though... And we do like sort of entrust ourselves to the kindness of those beings in a certain sense, but we can't always rely upon them. We need to develop that sort of ability within ourselves. And so here in the text, we have arrived then at the section that deals with the five eyes, as in these kinds of powers that when we develop them within ourselves, we are able to utilize them in order to come to a better understanding for ourselves. They give us sort of tools to be able to be less reliant upon others. So this is where we have arrived at in the text.
Oh, yeah, that, mundo niya, that, kasang manzuti ni, ore, che, zunji zambi wo, zunji zambi res, ta, jab su song ne, ani, sanjin ki sala joa la, ke chi shu chik de zunji res, zunji zambi res, ke chi shu chik de re, ta, zunji siya de namjin yo, zunji ki, parjin chugi nangi, zunji de, parjin changma la chang go gi yo ra, jimba tang na ya go go ra, zoba gom na ya zunji gom go re, tsutim sum na ya zunji gom go re, samden la ya zunji go re, sherab jeba la ya zunji go re, Oh, dinding tak cintu siapa tu tak nyamlingi nangi kaca sosis. Yang dah malin cintu je dosis. Senam lontar cuni ni je tu cintu kandu baru cubai sahde sibaya ni tua hos. Tak sah sibas di sah sibak ikap su cintu ki nyamling je lapat top kiri siapa. Kain sana yang dah malin cintu ki je la tua res. Ah, mat hezam tu masa senam dah Senam Lote, Senam da Yeshigi, Tsoniki, Judian, Zenji Res, Dinjan, Zenji Kandu, Shukchimbo, Betape, Zenjingi Yamlin, Chelapa, Topsate, and Sashiba, Res, Umajuba, Singo, Dukes, Cheni, Kazaman to Zenji Shebara, Zenji, the Zenji Zambi walk to Tini, Ta, Jen, Mata, Nishi, Sieta, Rangila, Jeva, Chiki, your res, Ta, Dubko res.
So here, last time we had covered striving with perseverance, the importance of having perseverance, having sought refuge in the three jewels. It's then necessary that we pursue the trainings with a kind of perseverance. And so perseverance or joyous effort is said to be necessary for all of the other six perfections. It is the fourth of those six perfections. But in order to engage in generosity, we need perseverance. In order to develop ethical conduct, we need to have perseverance. In order to practice patience, we need perseverance. In order to develop meditative concentration, we need to have perseverance. And we also need this in order to give rise to and develop our wisdom. So really, perseverance sort of supports or is important for the development of all of the other practices of the six perfections. And so in his entry to the middle way, Chandrakirti has a verse describing this. At the fourth round, someone has developed an especially strong practice of perseverance. And so it describes how all qualities follow after perseverance. It is only through having that that we are able to develop any of these good qualities. And so too do the two collections, our accumulation of wisdom and accumulation of merit that are necessary for Buddhahood, these as well follow after perseverance or are grounded in perseverance. And so a practitioner there on the fourth ground has gained an especially sort of strong level of perseverance and is described as being kind of, I forget whether it's luminous or radiant, but this this kind of quality is something that we need to have in order to develop any other good qualities. So here in the text then, proceeding from having developed or the importance of perseverance, it moves into the five eyes and the six super knowledges or clairvoyances that are qualities we're striving to develop in ourselves in order to benefit us on the path.
Oh yeah, that is a thing, Kasangi Lai, that the Jen Mata Meshi took Siede, and it Chanjusim be shanty to be chatting res. That Chanjusim by Mena and Matojoji, Jen Mata Meshi took the supper saving Meshi the Tokumarte, Jen Matizo, Jen Mai Tambo, Tambo Tatizo, Nibatizo, Sosukio Lion, Jay Yore. Oh, today in town, Tizuku Yen Tizu Shenden Chibi Chakin Res. Oh, Gendam, Kazan Milaimba, Jetongavi, Gendam, Meshi Maka Sebaso, Shenden Chibi, Genam, Tangwa Show, say Shenden Chibi, Tingin the Rangla Matam, Shenden, Rangi Shenden, Tukumara, Nentambo Rangla, Shenden to be Chakin Tizu Yapoji Tangson, Kaze Mawa Tangson, Tetamki, Shenden Dacha, Tukur. Rangla Shenden Jenga in the Chicksam Let Tang Mena, and a Shenden Chicksam, the Rangla Matotola, that Jenga, the Meshi Kaya Mewa in the Shenden. Duke Samaya, love to put to a couple. Oh, that's the road. That Jen at a mission, you get it to the patient, then love to put to your old Jen at a mission, took them. Savadam, Jenna Moshi, Makedam, City Shella, Shake Cable. Oh, did you somehow send them to be chatting? Send them to be chatting around a cut, Mama yet, you got something? Shella Pendo Jacob to cure. Oh, did they in the did you somehow send a message yet to send them to be chatting on Julian Reyes?
So here then, when it comes to the five eyes and the six super knowledges or clairvoyances, these are really sort of conditions or causes, tools for being able to help others. This is why a bodhisattva develops these, is in order to be able to benefit others. So bodhisattvas who possess these kinds of the five eyes and the six super knowledges have a special sort of ability to effectuate the benefit of others. forms. And so there are some, like the first, the corporeal eye, sometimes referred to as the flesh eye, or the divine eye produced from maturation. Some of these are characters, or are qualities that ordinary beings, those who are not bodhisattvas, or who do not have a direct insight into the nature of reality, are able to develop. But really, for bodhisattvas, they are developing these with the aim that they are causes, they are conditions for being able to effectuate a greater benefit of others. And so, as Jay Lama Tsongkhapa has said, in relation to developing these kinds of qualities or powers, he has a verse which says, like, may I collect all of the conditions to be able to benefit others, like those that I do not yet have, may I accumulate or may I develop, and so much as I have those, may I use them in order to benefit others. So those who have these kinds of special powers in terms of clairvoyance or sort of extra sensory perception and so forth, then they are able to effectuate the benefit of others. They're able to help other sentient beings on this basis. And so, however, like, for example, however much we know or are able to articulate to others, however much we are able to explain well, see things and so forth, these all act as conditions for our being able to help other beings. And so this is the reason that bodhisattvas pursue the development of these powers. So when we look in the root verse of the Ornament for Clear Realizations, it's always quite abbreviated. So it just lists the five eyes and the six super knowledges. It doesn't give them individually. So then looking at the clear meaning commentary, we then get a description of these, or we get all of them listed out. And so the English, it begins a little bit different, so we'll just list them first. So first, the five eyes begin with the corporeal eye and the divine eye produced from maturation. And so here, these are both actually the product of karmic ripening, karmic maturities, this kind of... when it says the corporeal eye, it's something that's like the actual sense power developed to a great extent, and then the divine eye, we'll get into the sort of individual functions or qualities of each of these, but these are then listed here in the commentary.
Oh yeah,
again, sorry, I should list all of them. So then we have the Eye of Wisdom, the Dharma Eye, and the Buddha Eye. And these are those five. Sorry. So
쟁기 된다데 디레 샤이 쟁기 된다데 아 빠제 갸 펜제기 아니 베 펜제기 수월아 다 빠제 갸 춘제기 오래 빠제 갸 춘제기 수타랑 무슨 등에 봐 마 타살라 디지 고레스 빠제 갸 타라기 수타랑 무슨 등에 봐 다 될라 샤이 쟁라 니바 치중기 캐바 쉬어요레 아니 배 샤이 쟁 니바 쳔버드도 아니 똥숨기 수차라 내봐 똥숨 시디 배 다른 거 쉬어래다 어 직댕기 캄 숨지 단단 간주 직댕기 캄 찍으러 남진 간주 직댕 어 앵앤 당부 하나 오 득스체 아 똥숨기 단 샤이 쟁 단단 니바 쳔 쉬어대 똥숨기 수차라 내봐 다 똥숨 라나 간제지기 체중 다 체중 간제로 했으나 직댕기 캄 빼는 간주 단단 직댕기 캄디 링시단 다도 맨 다는 다 연어 맨날 링시 탐이 리랍단 링시 탐이 닌다다 리랍단 델레다 상비 직된 똥라니 똥이 집이 뭐 데스 링시기 사자 용조당 리랍기 사자당 디강라 닌다 유사기 사자 용조당 아니 링시 탐이 리랍단 닌다 탐 데비 사당 데비 사여로아 어 델라기 캄다 아니 상비 직된 시디 캄콩마 어 삼대 당분 니와 숨바바도 삼대니바 니바바도 삼대니바바도 창바 사창바라야 돼 삼대니바 내로 오 디바도기 사자 자체 중지라 똥직라 똥직 말에 어 링시바다 니르바다 닌다 링시바다 닌다 리랍다 삼비 직된 똥라니 똥 오 딘데기 사자 마뉴 자체 중 똥다 직라 똥직 아니 똥 딘데 숨라 똥 숨세데 오 둑서버래 똥 숨라디 똥바 숨심으로 똥다 똥 똥다 숨 링시당 인다다 리랍다 데라다 아니 창발라나 수감기 삼대 니와 면제기 내지 요라 오 딘데 똥 찍라 똥 당보 딘데 니라 똥 니바 딘데 숨라 아니 똥 숨바 오 디가 찍이다 수타라 뇌기 또트베기 니바 딘데 요레스 샤이젠 야
So here then these five, the corporeal eye, the divine eye produced from maturation, the eye of wisdom, the Dharma eye, and the Buddha eye, then respectively, and then it lists sort of like the meaning or the function, what these do, each of them in order. And so for the first of these then, which, so again, we have the ornament for clear realizations, which is extremely sort of terse, and then we have this clear meaning commentary, which gives a little bit more information. And then we can also look to Jinla Motsokapa's commentary, A Golden Rosary of Good Explanations, that is a commentary on this, in which he gives even more sort of detail for each of these. And so as it describes the corporeal eye, this ascertains things individually. Well, that doesn't really give us a great sense of what this is. But if we look again at Jela Motsongkhapa's commentary, he gives a description of this is referring to being able to distinguish very subtle forms at a very long distance. So in terms of the measurements, it's sort of difficult for me to give them in the right way, but a
Okay, so their
measurement system is a little bit different. But so let's say like 100 for this measurement, it's about a kilometer. So to be able to see at the very least, if you have attained this corporeal eye, which is sort of like a special visual power that is able to distinguish very subtle forms at very long distances, at the very least, you're able to see like 100 kilometers or more and be able to distinguish all of those subtle kinds of forms. But there are different levels of ability or power. So someone could see all the way up to like 3,000-fold world systems away, or sort of when it gets into the world system and the cosmology, this also gets a little bit confusing. But if we were to look at like our world system and however that may be understood, in this system, of course, they have the idea of there being four continents and Meru in the center, the sun and the moon, and this would include then some of the those gods of the desire realm, as well as the first and second concentrations of the form realm. So all of that is like a thousand, and so to be able to see through all of that, to be able to distinguish subtle forms in any of that, and then multiply that by three, so it's a very vast amount of distance that someone could be able to individuate or distinguish various sorts of forms. So here, this is based upon other commentaries, but the kind of corporeal eye can gain a power to, at the very least, see like 100 kilometers away and be able to distinguish forms very clearly, subtle forms even. And at the greatest, would be able to see like almost inconceivably vast amounts of distance, like this sort of a thousandfold world system, to be able to see all the way and be able to distinguish various very subtle forms. This is the kind of power that is generated with the corporeal eye.
Oh yeah, tinde ki ta dia ta tong sum pa tu nge par wa sna nge par es tong sum le jigde ki kam tong sum le ta ta mang bo yo re ta ring wa yo re de ina ya sha yi chen de ki ti sum pen cha la nge tu ki ma res ko kha yin sna le ji na mi le chung wa yin da ni ba dim ba tu yo ma ta sang jen ki mi chen da wa yin na te de wa de la sang jen ki chen si ti to sang jen ki chen yin na ta pa ta me ba pa tong sum da 강경룡이 심한이 이제 장담년비 또 지든지 감 같이 여봐 탕마 상쟁기 쟁기에 두기어라 근데 샤이 쟁도 그 레지 상쟁기 쟁도 저 레지 남이를 중화 말어와 어 다 샤이 쟁다고 있는 나쪽이 레지 남이를 중화래서 우리 레지 남인 시에 대한 저 유 가를 때네 용기어래서는 나도 샤이 믹스디 근데 나쪽이 믹대 믹하바더와 탐마 레 제왕님이 레지왕기 중이 미광 타마 패바든데 다 다 난쪽이 띵해진 곰네 다 곰 잡잡자 수수비 곰 잡나 곰 잡네 아니 시내 시에당 삼된지 응애시 시에든데 토비아요래 오 삼된지 응애시 토바이나 대라 때네 아니 랑기 미광 주비아요래 미광 채바지 난쪽이 된다 샤이 미기 예시 내 다가랑라 미기 왕보 예시 내 다가랑라 미기 왕보디 미광 채바지 주비아요래 토비아요래 이토바이나티니 미랑기 미광디 미광 쳇바챘라 야 조용디 아니 상쟁기 수타마다 통에 자야다 아빠제 자차라기 수 통에다 어디데 미광디 쳇바챘 차에요라 어디 썸띵에 좀 공부를 때네 차기요 디 차와이나 아니 딘데기 수디서 통계에 셴마도 다디다 간데이나 섬에게 도발해진 거야
아니 상얘기 쳇니 레기 왕기 좀
말해 말해 다 상쟁레 레기 왕기 중어지 요 말해 레기 왕기 중어 상제를 요마래. 오.
No. So, here then, in terms of this corporeal eye, it has the ability, again, through our development of like meditative stabilization, we can develop the kind of, like right in the spot where we have this visual sense power, the ability to see as far as through like 3,000-fold world systems. But that's kind of the limit of that. So this corporeal eye, although you can develop the ability to see very vast distances, it's much less than, say, like the Buddha eye. The Buddha has the ability to see through countless, limitless world systems, as many world systems as there are grains of sand in the Ganges River, for example. So the kind of corporeal eye is a result of the maturation of karma, whereas that is not the case at all in a Buddha eye. I'm sure we'll get to the kind of causes that lead to that. But right now, like, we have an ordinary eye with an ordinary visual sense power. But by developing meditative stabilization, if we cultivate meditative stabilization and develop some level of, if we attain calm abiding, and then on that basis attain the first or the second meditative concentration, in the very kind of place where we have this visual sense power, we can develop it such that it has the ability to see like 100 kilometers away and distinguish very subtle fine forms, or even as far as like 3 world systems away. And so this is based upon our training in kind of a meditative stabilization, concentration. We are able to develop that ability, that special kind of visual power or ability. And so this, for example, like His Holiness has talked about being able to see a form of the Buddha that was very far away and so forth. These are the kinds of powers and abilities that develop in dependence on our developing meditative concentration. When it comes to the fully developed like powers of a Buddha, that is not something that arises due to karmic maturation or karmic ripening, but this kind of ability that we can generate through our visual sense power does rely upon our karma.
Oh yeah, shai jens. Ta jidang miki sutara, miki sutara ta rinpo tongwa la gomda di de goya yomare legi, giwi legi namingi wangi yongi yore. Pena chage dizo ya ta rinpo ni tongtugi yore esme. Chage dizo kade rindong tsai na tsusho chage tenpa jiise namde na la simuda kerang la ani kerang ki kegen di pe ta rinpo tonggen da keta Kera chenpo ta ta rinpo tong dungen, sa wong la zu dungen, dindegi kera chenpo dindegi gogi yona, ani kera chage dizu gegen la deng, chage ki miki ta rinpo shio dindegi zu tonggi res, o disi yora, de ta rinpo tongya de, manzoki mi tonggi yo mara de, ina chage ki gomjamne chungwa mara, ko legi namingi wangi chungwa re. O di na shingchen ita, tingi zin gomne gewi le, tingi zin gomne gewa sa wai, Gewi lela, tingi zin gombi legi wangi, nga zu mi migla tindegi ta suktara ta rinpo tindu tongyegi niwa le yore es ya.
So our kind of sense powers are established through the karma that we have created in the past. So for example, certain animals like a vulture can see very far. They have the kind of visual sense power that's able to perceive things really far. And this is really just solely based upon their karma. It's not as though they're developing this through meditative concentration, but rather they just sort of naturally have that ability based upon the kind of karmic ripening that ripens in a birth as a vulture. And so Dharmakirti has said in his Pramanavartaka, sort of poking fun at this, but if you were interested in a teacher that has that kind of grand ability, like to see really far, then why don't you go rely on a vulture as a teacher? Because they already have that sort of power. So here, we as humans have a kind of visual sense power, and based upon developing or sort of generating good karma through our meditative concentration, we can gain the ability for that power to see farther. That's kind of what it means by being produced from a karmic ripening. It's not, again, like there are different abilities that we have based upon our previous karma. It's not as though like someone that's able to see really far, like a vulture, did that through meditation.
Shay Mito in the Tinipanza Jayinara Tong in Artati, did the Panza Tondaman Visala, Anipe, Sandienda, did the Chandusimba, did the Chesuvi in the Tizala, Karsureta, Tikanga Zudukora, Telelebala, and Shay Jen the Che, Tikanga Zudu Yova Che, and Yova in Anni Zuduji, Shay Jengi, Che Tembapola Sola, Patsa Tondaman Visala, and Sandienda Chandusimba, did the Che Tengi Yova Tong. Ani rang di la zudu ji zhou qi dang lang nye, ani yang ta zai tong dang mangbo la rang ki pen to qi tu sa ki sim jian di de yoba yina, dung ai ki nabi sim jian yina, yang di la zudu yoba, rang la zudu yoba yina, ani zudu ki de song ni, mi ki te tong ki roa, zudu ki de lem ni, ani roba qi, o dinde si ta, xian dian zhubi cha jian dinde yore si.
So if we, again, a bodhisattva, one who is pursuing Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, can use this as a kind of condition for being able to benefit other sentient beings. If we have the ability to see really far, like say 100 kilometers or 1,000 kilometers, very far distances, and make out those kind of subtle forms, we can see where, say, holy beings are giving teachings. And if we also have the kind of power of magical emanation, which is another one of these, then we might have the ability to go there and actually receive those teachings, be able to be in the presence of those beings. Or, for example, if we have this kind of power of vision to see very far, we can see when there is a being who is in distress, who needs our help, and be able to, again, with the power of emanation, go and be of aid to them. So we should recognize that all of these kinds of powers are being developed in order to be causes for benefiting others.
Yang ngate tambuling dile jiti tamba ko seram nge ma de sisa khawa ne shin il de la le to o dok se khawa la sa jan ne khawa la shi do ani de de ti shin ne de la je do o dok se chani chi pho wa da je wa she ba si wa di gi sai mi gi chele de di res.
So that's then the corporeal eye, or sometimes called the flesh eye. That sounds kind of weird. And that then has the power to ascertain things individually. And so the second, the divine eye produced from maturation or from karmic ripening, then sees the demise and rebirth of all beings. So this divine eye then has the ability to distinguish where it was, like say if a being dies, where it is that they will take rebirth, where they will transmigrate to. Or we're in this life right now, we have taken birth, where it was that we had taken birth previously. So the divine eye has then the power to know where beings have taken birth in the past and where they will be born in the future.
O duks cheta, o ta kawani chido, kawani chido o digi yenden deyeche. Ta tamang nima droshu ta, o ta chio tamze, chio ki sherab ki jen sina kandijila sigore sina, ta dito changma dukdi zamba duba ina re kye bala dingi zing gomni kye gore mado ta gase kye yoma, ta gase gore ta dingi zing gomne ta samden di ngueshi la tenne, ani kye kye yore es.
So then that is the divine eye, able to see the kind of demise and birth of all beings. And then this third eye, the eye of wisdom. So from the perspective of developing, establishing, or generating these, they are necessarily developed on the basis of cultivating meditative stabilization, actually attaining what we call meditative concentrations. That is a kind of state of mind on the basis of which one develops these kinds of special qualities. So here, this third, the eye of wisdom, is really referring to the wisdom realizing the lack of true existence, based upon developing meditative stabilization, attaining calm abiding, and then the union of calm abiding and special insight that directly realizes emptiness. This is then the eye of wisdom. So here it reads in the text, this eye of wisdom does not conceptualize any phenomena, as in it recognizes them to be lacking any kind of true existence. It realizes their emptiness. So this is really referring to that wisdom realizing emptiness.
Oh, Sherab Dishe. That Chiji Jen said it, Namal Hida Sherab, that Chiji Jen like the Chiji Jen like the Tunda the Carreras and the Chilet or the Papi Consultam Jedi. Papi Kansa Tamja Topatang Lado Java Tenzala, that Pa Jeru Tana, and that's sending to sending down the Zonala, Papi Kansa Tamja, Wangbo no do so, Chidawa Shindu Topas, Papi Kansa, Wangbo no do so, Chidawa Shindu Topa, Chemba Sheba, or that Chi Chi Jens in a Dindigila Soro, Papi Kansa Tamja, Wangbo no do Yora, Papa Kashe, Wangbo Nobo, Papa Kashe Yang.
So then next is the Dharma Eye, and as it says here, the Dharma Eye gives the perspective of all Aryas, or superior beings. Now here, this is very, again, abbreviated, and so looking to Jelama Tsongkhapa's Golden Rosary commentary to this, he explains that it's not just sort of realizing or giving the perspective of all Aryas, but this is the kind of eye that allows one to realize the relative strength of faculties, duller or sharper faculties of those Arya beings. So here, when we are referring to like an Arya being, a superior being of dull faculties, we shouldn't think that that's like stupider than us or something. This is still very much advanced. But the ability to distinguish then the kind of relative faculties of those Arya beings is what the Dharma Eye is able to do.
Oh yeah, probably consultant one bundle do you think but she do chambers. That you do the top be shut up tell us or tell a shut up tell a jang, jang, say the mean tapper, jang. That church jang let the chi or the tony top be lot tell us or jang mean tapper. That did jail at the knee. Oh, probably consultant jet or chit them. That's some jang, jang, say it. That's some jang, jang, some jang, jang, and them jin, num jang, tell us or eh. 최담자 남바탐제도 몸바로 쪽바 세디 장추비 유제스 최담자 남바탐제도 몸바로 쪽바 몸바로 쪽바 장추비 아니 유제 남스디 다 최담자 모습도 똑비 파르침비 예시에 남 예시에 남 아니 다 산쟁이 젠스기 요래서 어디 산쟁이 젠기 된다가 칠레디디리 최담자 남제 남제비도 상말라 산쟁이 젠스기 What a chair of the Muslim to talk with Tarchimi, Yeshidis, Sanjangi Jangi, turned out the deal. Chelete or the Chelesna turned out the deal.
So, here then again, where it says, like sort of gives the perspective of all Aryas or sees their various faculties, we should understand that this is kind of the language of calling it an I is because of its sort of realization, but it's really referring to that wisdom, that understanding. And so then we turn to the last of these, which is the Buddha I, which really refers to that mind, omniscient mind. So this then says is completely enlightened regarding all aspects of all phenomena. So basically, this is the kind of wisdom of a Buddha that realizes all aspects of all phenomena without exception. And this then is given the title of the Buddha Eye. So basically, having taken one's knowledge, one's understanding to the limit, having perfected or sort of brought that to its culmination in this state of omniscience, is then referred to as the Buddha Eye.
Oh, that. 다 동주데 다스데 쟁가라 동바라데 쟁가디조 아니 지라 제고레스 제루제당데 딘데딘데레스 다데 제비캅라야 제비캅라야 아니 대다 아니 대신이도 직관이도 두보시 로바 쟁가라 동바 당스기도 대다 남 무스 쟁가보 대남 아니 대신이도 직관이도 두보시 쟁가보데 Rangshinjimeba, Chikwa Chikjang Nyambares, Pena Shai Chendro, Temba Matubata, Sanjengi Chendro, Pet Temba Chuba Monendro, Dinda Kaya Mares, Sanjengi Chengi Teshini Tedang, Shai Cheng, Chanjusamba Solambi Gila Yubi, Shai Cheng Tedang, Sanjengi, Sanjeng Pamala Yubi, Sanjengi Cheng Yide, Rangshinjimeba, Temba Meba, Teshini Tomba Yidu. Rojikpa, Mojikpa, Yerwa Meba Res, Koye Rangshin Dela, Yerwa Meba, Rangshin Tenpa Meba, Jikpa Jikjang Res, O Teshin Nidu, Jikpa Nidu, Dubo She, Oda Tito Nyamlen Chibi Kabla Sinamidu, Tito Tsangma, Rangshin Tenpa Meba Tawi Kone, Sura, Tenpa Meba Tawi Kone, Dukko Res, O She Loba Jenga La Tomba Res, Oda Di Jukdom Dere.
So here, going above the list again, just the order in the Tibetan is a little bit different. So it says the instruction about the five eyes is that they are identical in suchness. So here, again, the instruction is that one should pursue developing these five eyes as well as the six super knowledges. But these, in pursuit of developing them, one has a realization or an understanding that they are all equally non-inherently existent, not truly existent. Sort of, they are equal in terms, how does it say it? They are identical in suchness. In that it's not as though like the nature of the Buddha eye is not truly established, but the kind of corporeal eye that has been developed within an ordinary sentient being is something that is truly established. But both of these are equal in their lack of any kind of inherent or true existence. They are in one taste in emptiness, of one nature of emptiness. And so seeing them in that way, recognizing all of these to lack inherent or true existence is the way in which one should pursue the practice of them.
Oh yeah, ta zo kawa kawa la yore sina pena tanda de ta ma zo semje la de tambo semje pata ta mundo jengi tambo semje de ni tamma si tamma ki tamma ne si de tambo semje la de changju gu semje pata tegwa chimbi cholang thobare cholang tambo thobare Changchuki sem kyeba, tekwa chimbi cholam toba, ani tekjengi, tekwa chimbi rikseba sige mare, tekwa chimbi cholam toba, changchutu sem kyeba, tekjengi lamla shupa, oda tongma shupa, tuju, odi sumde chikwa chikjan chawale. Ta sem kyebi jela, ani gashela sem ma kyebi ngela ya, ani topsi barede ina ya, ta jiongi chane sheba ina, dine sem kyebi jela, Chanju cholam topra, cholam ki kapsu, ani shayi jendang, namba mimbala chungi shayi jendang siyedizo, ta cholam ki kapsu ye choge. Ta pakpi kansa tamche ki ngomba tokwa, che ki jendang, sangjen ki jend siyedo, che ki jende tonglam mato padu, che ki jend toki marwa, pakpi kansa ki wangpo nodu shenbala, rang pakpa machana, pakpi shenba, pakpa shenba wangpo nodu ki rinpa shengi marwa, Oh, the Chigi Chen did that Tonglam Yenjin, Yobache, Sanjengi Chen, Siet, Sanjay Lamato, San Majeva to Tobia Yomare. Oh, Dinjan, that Solam Ginegapsu, Shai Chenda, Namingi, Hai Chenda, Sherapi Chen, Siet, Tobia Yores.
Sherapi Chen, Tonglam.
Tonglam, Tongi Mosum to Tonga, Tonglam Tobora, that Sherapi Chen, Ladi, Hila Sundi. Shila Sungde la tene, Tongi Tenji Tsuji Topi, O Dizola Chiji Chen Sigur, Jola Mi Tenji Tsuji Tela, Ting is in Gongora, Shila Sungde Tokora.
So here, just to give again an overview of where we are at. So this first topic of the knowledge of all aspects or omniscience is divided into various topics itself, beginning with bodhicitta. So we first learn about that attitude of bodhicitta and how to give rise to that. And then the second topic is the instructions. One needs to train in these various instructions or hear these instructions. And so here we are on the section of instructions. And so when it comes to the development of these various kinds of qualities, when one has first generated an attitude of bodhicitta, kind of uncontrived bodhicitta, that begins the path of accumulation, as we call it. And at that time, someone has entered into the Mahayana path. They have sort of awakened the Mahayana lineage within them. This is the great vehicle. And those are simultaneous, having a generated bodhicitta and entering the path of accumulation. Now, on the path of accumulation, they will train in developing these various, like the various five eyes and so forth. Now, this isn't like a set order. There may be those who have developed something like the corporeal eye or the divine eye prior to attaining the path of accumulation. But in general, the kind of way in which they will proceed is first generating bodhicitta, then on the path of accumulation, developing like the corporeal eye, the divine eye, and so forth. And then when it comes to the eye of wisdom, this is something that that is developed with an understanding of emptiness. It comes about through developing calm abiding and conjoining that with special insight. Now here, it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily the case that one has to have a direct realization of emptiness, but rather even the kind of realization of emptiness that is conceptual, that is happening by means of a generic image, can, when one has come to that kind of level of understanding that is based upon a union of calm abiding and special insight, they have then developed this eye of wisdom, even if it is not quite yet a direct realization of emptiness. And then the Buddha eye, of course, is something that one doesn't obtain until you reach the state of Buddhahood. So it is in this way that over the course of their development, they will give rise or generate these various kinds of powers, the eye of wisdom and so forth. And like, for example, the Dharma eye, if someone who is still an ordinary being can't have already developed the Dharma eye, which is able to see the relative strength or sharpness of faculties of other superior beings, if you yourself are not yet at that level.
Oh yeah, that dukes che, what dukes che ni, that jeng na xie de, that dukes che, that di je la di ni, me shi tu la tong ba si, that jing de da, tu ba xian ji ting la mi zhong bi, jeng na la tong ba, da me shi tu la ming ka re da yue sun, tu ba nyur tu zong ba che ba, da me shi ye na, lam de be, bian de cho lam zhao jing, jo lam zhao jing, tong lam zhao jing, ji la, yendan khoma khoma top gege yena rangji la nge she di to yoba yena top le la ba nyu tu duba duba de to lam khoma di zo pe top ye la pe gyoba nyu tu duba no duba top par che ba sinare duba nyu tu top ba che ba la o big ye la sinami du ju sinami du di zo nge she tu de res ya.
So then that, again, is the five eyes, which are sort of conditions or causes for being able to work for the benefit of others. And now we turn to the six super knowledges. And here, they are sort of defined as that which helps one to quickly proceed. When you have generated these, they help you to more quickly give rise to other kinds of qualities and other sort of higher paths, higher states of mind. And so it is the reason for then pursuing the development of these six super knowledges is that they are able to allow one to more quickly generate those kinds of higher paths or higher realizations.
Oh yeah, that one that didn't catch that two way in the dream. Yeah.
So we're kind of at a breaking point here, so we'll stop there for today and open it up for questions, and of course of any kind, related or not to this.
So was Yeshua saying then that the eye of wisdom mainly was like the path of preparation?
dharma.
Tonglam.
Chöji chen tonglam ne la sa. Pabwe kansa tam je di. Ongpo nudo ki rinpa chitawa shindu xie ba asa.
Di sherab.
Sherab ki chen di cholam la yore.
Cholam la yore.
Cholam.
Chöji
chen di tonglam la. Xia yi chen da la yi chen di to cholam la.
La.
Ani...
Sorry, I get confused a little bit. So, the eye of wisdom then can be developed on the path of preparation in the sense that it can, we could say that it's it comes with that, even a conceptual realization of emptiness that's based upon a union of calm, abiding, and special insight. And then the Dharma eye would correspond with attaining the path of seeing, that direct realization of emptiness, the ability to see the sort of relative faculties of others. And then the corporeal eye and the divine eye can be developed on the path of accumulation. And then the Buddha eye is only for Buddhas. So that's... So yeah, it can see, I mean, we use this term sort of like subtle forms, but yeah, all the way down to like atoms even, it can see very, very subtle things. And while it can see very far, it could also see like within our own body or other things like that as well. illnesses pretty easily, so. Yeah, Beth.
An awful lot of practices, much less the results of the practices, seem to be dependent upon first developing shine, the calm abiding. Is that where we as beginners should be putting much more of our emphasis in practice? Or learning about all this, the vast context that will help us do, but we don't have shine, we're not going to get anywhere. So, there's a lot of talk about that.
Okay. 긴서 디코 한석이 윤템 디낭시 망보다 신의 더 텐에 두기로마 이는 안서 더레 당보아 자고 이나 다 신의 두기라 낸된 제거베 양아 디자보 더 제부 된서 야침보로와 이 제통 다 신의 메나 다 두비에 요마레로와
다 레레레 다 나도 연대 Rara karsa, aya, tangi tsikdi jas kandar jang, ore, jase rangja nyendi ji, kaso yende kawada tingi zingli tene dhukku resi ur, ta kandar jang, shine mena yende solam jie yo mare, chanchuk isim dia shine la tene jungware, chanchuk isim solam, shine mena chanchuk isim jie tuki mare, Tinit, 아니 신의 직보 주대와이나 디파르블라 초심바 마사나야 에 페나메 신의 맞다에 담보 신의 가침부 두삼니 아다 딘데타오 지글라 가레인고 에 미그바도 미그바딘데다 스타다 추다 메토타오 지글라 미미 오 다왕아 투딘 로제 구추 아니 신의 드 대바이나 개와 셴바도 좀 맞나이니 메토라 미네 신의 곰데데 개와스 쪽에 아이마에 아니 디퍼로 개와사엘 자기 말어와 어이 강답자 아 다다 나도 초사 디바 장교에데 같이 쇼데 다디 내가 불라 초사 디바 장에데 개침보체 대단냠도 아니 파르팔라 아니 제지비 신의 두에 개침보래 단다 남조라 초사 집장 지역이 아 초사 집장 지역에 개체와체 아니 디 강라 파파도 신의 곰니 아니 배전 지역에 가침보를 마도 신에데 가침보티니 디직보 줍대바이나 아니 디파르블라 개와 셴바 참마 코갑시오니 베 신에로 주 니슈지 줍대 디파르블라 개와 셴바 칸야 주 마두바도 쳐와이나 아니 양 천자도 계속 천자도 된다 얘기를 와
이네 신에 주변에 디스
So,
yes, it's extremely important to attain the calm abiding because as Rikishila has quoted, and there are many different quotations that express this, like we can't even really... it's said that we can't even actually generate bodhicitta without calm abiding. Like, we can't really have that attitude unless we have gained that kind of mental stability, let alone anything that comes up beyond that. So to attain the beginning of this kind of pathway, the path of accumulation, you need to have generated calm abiding, really to have developed meditative stabilization. So there are many verses that describe how all higher qualities are dependent upon the power of meditative stabilization. So yes, this is something that is really important for us to spend time trying to cultivate. However, there's a sort of caveat to that in that we don't want that to be the only thing that we are pursuing. There are some people who might want to... put all of their efforts into calm abiding. And if you're only trying to develop that single-pointed focus, particularly if you're like not using a very virtuous object, just sort of a neutral object like a flower or a rock or something, and you develop the ability to stay single-pointedly focused on that, a lot of time will pass without you engaging in virtuous, other virtuous positive actions, which are really helpful supplement. We need that as a kind of supplement to be able to develop other good qualities. And so it's important, like for us, the most important thing maybe is to accumulate merit, to generate positive actions and purify our negativities. But we can't just like focus on one thing alone. That needs to be in conjunction with other things. So again, we want to develop the kind of ability to stay single-pointedly focused. But as a support to that, we should be engaging in activities that generate merit and purify our negativities, as well as trying to like develop our wisdom and those other kinds of qualities. So on the one hand, we don't want to just solely pursue calm abiding and just forget everything else, like, oh, I don't need to do any other virtuous activities. But we also don't want to just do accumulating merit and purifying our negativities and say like, well, I can't do calm abiding and just leave that aside. So I guess it's hard. We need to find the right kind of balance, because it really is an indispensable kind of quality that we need for anything else. But to just pursue that and neglect all other things would not be appropriate.
신의 개천보를 이나양의 담보다 니 다진 라바나시 다 레 담보 간서 된다 레 담보를 다 디봉 개두 제 잠닝제 디졸로 정에 신의 마도 빙행을 잠닝제 로장 잠닝제 디조 약보로 장차위제를 다 대단냠도 신의 다 대단냠도 신의 토바이나 잠닝제 약보 여바도 미게 주봉기 추림 약보 여바도 렌텔라 네바 템보 여바도 딘데지기 강내 아니 신의 두 사동제 사동 시디 동일라 미비 사동 말에 티몬이 라동 저지 토바 이나야 신의 토 사동지 토바 이나 디니 마음바나 약보 차게 깨와 약보링 다 잠닝제 잠바다 인제다 딘데야야 시다메와체 수림게 냠레야 시다메와체 미게 주봉게 수림 냠레 레준데라야 시다베 네바템보 쩨짬도다 렌데라야 네바템보 시다메와체 아니 시네지 톱 사동지 톱아 이나야 시네다 사동데 개와다 레데 디기 제불라 개와카 개와 제말라 카와 제기레스나 감 공말레 제기레 수감 수메 다 수감을 깨는 다른 어우들에 다 수메 감을 깨는 데는 텔레자 딱 나도 수메 감을 다 인주다 대조 쓰기 어렵대 대조 쓰기 어렵대 수메 감을 나도 저 깨봐이나 데네 가고 싶다래 최년산이 요 말 다요 말 아니 제직 비팅에 진 띵에 진 지글라다 까와네 까와 까와네 까와 아니 탈 다티네 망보 사체린 걸라 깨네더니 녀송라 뚱게 망보 요라오 디스오트르 딱 나도 가를 거에게 였으나 let begin to go to the Yapo Yoba, let you tell a Neva Yapo Yoba, Tamto Yapo Yoba, Champata Ninja, Dinja Yapo Yoba, Tating the Shineta, Saton Yoba, Yina, and one and Java Jemala, Tetroleke, Anni Tetroleke, Tetrole, Tetros Milake, Milake, Anni, me leading Ting, and Sapar to a Sangaki, Yamlin Che, Yina, come Komalake, Sangaki, Yamle Yomaro, and me leading Ting the Chegora, or Tinji, Tutimgi. 진짜지 매바이나 아니 용기요 말했어. 희날 하동 직복이 꼼대바이나 아니 제사대 숨에 감다 감 고마져 깨는 내가 피다 삭제기 동아요 말했대 풀라 삼로 땅와이나 아니 고가 망보지 최냠랭기 고가 망보지 쇼도기요래스.
So here, as I was saying yesterday as well, we need a kind of combination of factors as ordinary beings, as beginners, really. It's important, too, as we are trying to develop something like calm abiding, to also try to develop love and compassion, to have a kind of grounding in ethical conduct, the ethical conduct of abandoning the 10 non-virtues, to develop our understanding such that we gain a kind of certainty in karma, cause and effect. And then, yes, we want to pursue developing calm abiding. But really, if we don't have those other sorts of qualities, it's possible to attain a kind of what we call a union of calm abiding and common special insight that actually isn't really going to benefit us in the long term. So having these kind of qualities like love and compassion, a sense of ethics, certainty in karma, a kind of sense of refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, this is really important to be doing in tandem with our development of calm abiding. Because even if we are to achieve calm abiding and that kind of union of calm abiding and common special insight that leads to, say, taking rebirth in what these higher realms that we call the form or the formless realms, those are considered to be sort of happier migrations. But really, there's no way to further develop other qualities once you have been born there. You're just remaining for really long stretches of time in this kind of meditative stabilization, this concentration, that then when that karma is expired, you're most likely to fall into the lower realms, to take a rebirth in a lower state. And so it's really important that we pursue developing calm abiding in conjunction with having a grounding in ethical conduct, really having a sense of refuge, having thought about karma and having certainty in karma, karmic cause and effect. And it's really in dependence upon developing all of those qualities that we can hope for a good rebirth as like a human again and to be able to continue to practice. If we are to say take rebirth in the form or formless realms, we don't have the ability to say practice the secret mantrayana. I mean, you can't even really you can't receive teachings up there because there's no sound even. So we should recognize that it's important to develop our calm abiding in a situation where it's going to be most beneficial in the long run, even though we might develop a really high, stable kind of concentration that gives us a temporary kind of relief from the abject sufferings of this realm. We're not, in the end, sort of pursuing the path that we want to pursue. So it should be very well-rounded and not sort of too much of one thing or another, if that gets at that. Yes, Kim.
Have the five eyes experienced when one is in meditative concentration?
Wait, do you mean...
Are you in meditation, in this meditative conflict, like the realization of the ultimate realization of wisdom is in while you are in meditative equipoise, and then outside of it, the bodhisattva can't conceptualize it.
Well, they can conceptualize it, that's kind of the issue. So Rinzo Ta Tingi Jingi Wangi Drupirwa Shaila Ta Rinzo Ta Ine Pecha Shana Shaila Ta Nyamsha Ki Nang Ne Pecha Tanya Ma To Ta Namgi Un Pecha Tanya Yo Mar Be Yanga Ta Kati
Shai Ming Ta Tanda Nyamsha Ma Yin Ba Pecha Tanya Yo Re Nye Shi Ti To Ti 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 Ngon Shi Pe Na Ngon Shi Ji Ta Pa La Ti 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 Ji Ji Nyamba Sha Kurwa
那个你是托差于接了，变得先生是被那些着急呢，那先生给先给什么了大活啊？那些给军呢，到底怎么第一次你把下过来的？唐伯你把是想呢？啊，你第一个你把下的培植起来，啊，你到活啊？我爹那些下一件事情，你把把军人不是托差于接了军人不你把下过来的？啊，第一次读书，你把这下，啊，你第一个通着过来的，读书起来。 So these are developed through the power of meditative stabilization. But when it comes to utilizing them, right? It's sort of like you're briefly going into kind of meditative stabilization. Like for example, clairvoyance. Like if you're thinking about someone else's mind, you know, you have to be in sort of a state of concentration to be able to then access that. But this kind of flesh eye, it's almost like you're sort of drawing, concentrating to be able to see really far or something. But it's not quite. I don't know if I'd say that it's like quite the same as an understanding of emptiness. Although they link up in some cases, so they're developed through kind of meditative concentration and in those times in equipoise. And it's almost like you're dipping into equipoise. It's not like they're fully in equipoise all the time that they're utilizing these, but you're sort of concentrating to be able to do that. Maybe is the best way to say it.
So. 근데 자주 선도 사토보다 상견도 있는다 남쪽이 미기 탄다 가왔다는 토 냠바 샤모고 냠바 샤모고 스나베 면조라데 디즈 셈 냠바 샤모고 통되기요라 상견기 젠도 있는 디도래다 맞죠 탄다 미기 뛰는 담마다 가왔다니 부게나 토 통용기요라 디나시
So, and there's also like varying levels of ability, right? So when they get very advanced in terms of the ability, then it's like, I mean, a Buddha is not entering into equipoise to be able to see all things. It's sort of like the way that we can just look around and whatever appears to our visual sense powers is going to appear. That's how it becomes for a Buddha. I mean, but that's almost inconceivable to us, right? But these are developed. They get stronger and stronger. So there are sort of layers of that or levels.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll stop there for a second.